Some flight attendants handed out leaflets to people passing by the M&I banks in downtown Milwaukee and Minneapolis on Friday afternoon. The bank is a financial supporter of Midwest Express Airlines, and the leaflets encourage calls to M&I officials to tell them to, quote, stop helping the airline hurt the flight attendants. The attendants are still working, but contract talks recently broke off, and Midwest Express is threatening to lock out any attendants who go on strike. John Goldstein of the Milwaukee County Labor Council says M&I holds the deposits of many union members and union pension funds.
And M&I, as a good corporate citizen, should be expecting Midwest Express to do the right thing here, and we hope they'll communicate that to Midwest Express.
Goldstein would like the bank to encourage the airline to return to the bargaining table. Goldstein says the company's most recent contract offer to the flight attendants was not very fair. M&I Bank declines comment, but does acknowledge that Midwest Express CEO Tim Hoeksema is on the bank's board of directors. The labor community's pressure on Midwest Express comes as the company says it's having a downturn and will likely lay off a couple hundred people. Goldstein says that does not jibe with reports that Midwest Express is training potential replacement flight attendants.
Clearly, in a situation like this, the employer spends a lot of money that could be used to settle a dispute.
Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.